Hello, Justin. Hi.
Yes.
Hi,
How
my
are you?
name's Nate. I'm good. How are you? Happy Monday,
Good.
right? I'm
Yeah.
already doing the countdown to Friday. But thank you for asking, by the way. My name's Nadine Medina. I'm in fact one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing for your area. So it looks like you've been speaking with Kyle, my representative, right? And he's been going over the basics of the program. So now he tells me that you started the business last year, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he mentioned, I'm actually reading in the notes, he said that you started last year, wasn't a good year, your first year, right? But this year, as you started back up, how's it going now? Is it a little better this time?
Well, yeah, it's picking up slowly.
Okay.
I'm thinking of my momentum slowly. Right now, I'm at a few customers. I got a few houses.
Okay.
I'm going up right now as we speak. I'm on my way to give some estimates on a few properties, so it's going pretty good.
Okay. That's good to hear. Things are starting to pick up little by little. Okay. Now, help me understand, Justin. So for Ramirez Lawn Care, is it more of like the lawn care maintenance is what you do, or is it also the construction side of it?
No, it's just maintaining. So, just the
Mowing and
regular
maintaining.
mowing, yeah, mowing, weed eating, and edging, blowing.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. And then I know that from Gastonia, where that's your home base, right? You're trying to keep it pretty local, so staying within a 30-minute drive. I would think that could be anywhere between 10, up to 20 miles, right? Depending on traffic. Okay. And I know that you mentioned too, right now it's just mainly residential, but you're not opposed to taking on commercial jobs. I mean, you're open for those as well. Okay. I'll tell you, I definitely think you're a great candidate. You got some great five-star reviews on a home advisor listing that I came across. And that's really what we look for in a company. We want to work with someone who provides a quality service and can handle more business. The package that I'm thinking is going to be the most beneficial for you, Justin, it's our local only package. Okay. Now the local only package, what it'll include is listing you on the first page of Google. So at any moment when someone's searching for any of your services, your company name, your phone number is going to appear there on that first page and they'll be calling you directly. Okay. I noticed with HomeAdvisor, are you currently paying per lead with them or is that just the listing you're doing?
HomeAdvisor, is that the same as Angie's List? Because of right now I'm
Yes.
with Angie's List.
Yeah,
Okay,
HomeAdvisor
then
and Angie's List are the same. Well, it used to be just HomeAdvisor, but then Angie's List took over.
yeah, okay. So I am doing so each lead I get, I have to pay for every time they accept or every time they lead to me. And I have to pay a certain fee depending on what type of work it is or how far it is.
Yeah. And you're being charged for each one?
Yeah.
How do you like that process?
Well, I just started it and I started with $100 credit.
Okay.
So, after I reached my limit of $100 credit, then I think I'd have to pay again or
Start
something
paying.
like that. Yeah.
Okay, so once you, yeah, I'm familiar. A lot of we work with a lot of their clients. I know a lot of them did like a promotional thing where they got like a $100 credit. So once they're receiving leads, it kind of eats up the credit, right? Once the credit they've utilized it all, then they'll start being charged per lead. The leads could vary. It depends on where it's located or what they're requesting. So, the lead you'll be charged for, whether it converts into a job or not, with Google it's very different. So you'll get the calls, like I said, coming directly to you. We don't charge you per call or per job. it will be set at a flat rate. Being that you're a new business, I would be offering you the local only package discounted at $149 a month. Okay. That would list you on the first page of Google. They're in the local map section, so you'll always be an option at the moment when they're searching for your services. We'll also create content for you on Bing, and then we'll submit you to popular directories that are in your area. Do you happen to have a Facebook page for the business or a personal one?
I have a personal one. I've been thinking about opening just a business Facebook account.
Well, we can help you with that. So as long as you have a personal Facebook page, Justin, we'll create you the business one, and we create it through your personal one, so this way you'll still have access to it. So we'll help you with that. It's included in the package. We'll also list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. And then in addition to that, Justin, I'm also going to include a website for you that we'll build, host, and maintain. So if you have any pictures of some of the work that you've done, we want to showcase those photos as well. And then we'll write like a biography about your business. We'll attach that website where we're listing your company. We do include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also give you exposure on mobile devices, and that would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we'd be pretty much covering all of your bases. And it would be at that cost of the $149 a month. It does come with a 2-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. I mean, what do you think? How do you feel about it?
It's a pretty good deal. One question. What was that last thing you said, the verbal commitment?
So, meaning we just ask for a 2-month verbal commitment. We're not asking you to, like, sign a contract for a year or anything like that. We're just saying that you verbally commit to sticking it out for 2 months. And the reason that we ask for that, Justin, is because we don't want you to leave before the magic happens. I want to be very transparent with you. When it comes to listing you on Google, right, none of this is going to happen overnight. Okay, it is a process. So just so you know the timeline, within 6 to 10 days, you'll receive a PIN code from Google. It'll come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot right there on the map. Okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, and so forth. And we're going to send you your login credentials so you could start logging in to view your results with us. You're going to be able to track your success as well, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, we're going to have you listed. As far as, like, your website, we'll actually have that completed, and we'll send it to you to review to let us know if you have any changes to be made before we have it go live, okay? Now, typically, it does state, and this is in our terms and conditions, that the first page placement will happen between 30 to 45 days is when you'll see your company listed on the first page. I will tell you that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it many times, Justin, where it's happened sooner. So, you know, that would be the timeline. Okay? The reason that I share it with you is because, again, it is a process, but we do get you, you know, up in a timely manner. And as all these things, you know, are being processed, we're sending you notifications, keeping you in the loop so that you're aware of what's going on.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be quite honest with you, Justin, I definitely think that this is something that you would want to take advantage of and give it a shot. You know, this way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah. So, as of right now, since I'm with Home Advisor or Angie's List, would I have, let's say that I want to stop doing that, promoting myself on Angie's List? anything to do with me being on the Google search on?
No, not at all, because we're not associated with Home Advisor and Andrews Leads. What they are directories, right? What they do is they create a profile page for you on their website, on their directory. If you were to cancel with them or, you know, whatever the case may be, that will not affect with what you would be doing with us, because we're not affiliated with them. You know, you could always put your leads on pause too. I mean, they're not going to, so this way you're still listed on there, right? I would never tell you to cancel anybody. Yeah. That's not the way I work, but you do have a way of pausing your leads so that you're not getting all these leads and then they start charging you for them once your credit's up, right? I believe with them, I think from what I've heard from some other clients that we also work with, what they tend to do is they have to like go in every 2 days on the app and they have to like delete it, or not delete it, but like pause it. But they're able to do that. So you should have that option as well. Okay.
Yeah, right now I have a pause.
Oh, good. So then you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
So then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of refreshing in my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think you're a great fit. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for you, Justin, I'll tell you, because one of the major benefits that I will say to this particular listing is that it is exclusive, okay? What I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you, Justin, on that first page of Google and Bing, we are going to close out the category. So we're not going to continue to call anyone else in your area who offers the same services, and it's because we want to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. It would not make sense for us, Justin, to work with you and your competitors, because quite honestly, that would be like we're working against ourselves. And that doesn't benefit anybody, you know? And that's really, I mean, one of the major benefits. So we're going to ensure that, you know, you're getting a good return on what you would be investing with us, because we want to keep you, you know, as a longtime client, right? And as long as you're making money, you know, other than what you would be investing with us, I know that when you're making profit, no one cancels on profit, right? We don't say, hey, man, I'm making good money. Now I'm going to let them go. Right? Nobody does that.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm going to be sending you two emails. What is the best email for you, Justin? This is where we would actually send correspondence to you from us. This is where we would send your website so you could take a look at it. What is the best email for you?
So I have two emails, but I'm just going to give you one that I'm currently using for the business. It's Justin22.
Uh-huh.
Ramirez.
Uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
Okay, and is this one that you check frequently?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I have justin22.ramirez@gmail.com, and you spell Ramirez with a Z, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I always like to confirm, because I know sometimes some people have unique spellings of their last names, right?
Yes.
I know like my married last name, well, not my married, when I was single, my last name was Juarez, and a lot of people would be like, oh, with an S, and I'm like, no, with a Z at the end. And oh my gosh, they would, you know, going in school, they would totally kill my last name when they would say it. Oh, it was hilarious when the teachers would try to say your last name. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so the first email that I'm sending you, Justin, it's going to be labeled Google Advertising, okay? Both emails are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to have everything entailed that I told you that is included in our local-only package, okay? Now, it'll show you that the pricing is just at the $149 a month, okay, and that it's month-to-month. I even included an example of a website. I mean, keep in mind it's for an electrician, but I just wanted you to get an idea of how the website will look.
Yeah.
Okay, the layout.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I also sent you a second email, Justin, and it's going to say client dashboard analytics. So as I was telling you, you're going to really be able to track your success with our program. So you'll get to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed, how many phone calls you received from new customers as well, okay? So that's going to be super important for you to track that success, and it'll give you an overview of it just to get familiar. And then, Justin, I'm assuming that we're talking on your cell phone so you can get text messages to this number that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to also send you 3 text messages, okay? Even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I do like to provide my information, and you'll see it at the bottom of the emails as well. So I'm going to send you my name via text with my number and extension. I'm also going to send you a second email, and it's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime, Justin, you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern regarding the account, you are going to contact customer service, okay? And we're here Monday through Friday to assist you with anything that you need. And then I'm also going to send you a 3rd text message, and let me know when those come through so I can make sure you received them. I'm also going to send you, perfect, I'm going to send you a link. It's going to be a link to a YouTube video that's 6 minutes long, okay? When you have time, Justin, please watch the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in, log in to see your reports, and to track your success with us, okay? So make sure that you watch that. And then, Justin, do you spell your name J-U-S-T-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, and is your last name Ramirez?
Yeah, Ramirez.
Okay, and then the number that you want customers to call you on, and this will be the number that we would contact you on as well, is that going to be the 704-678-2307?
Yeah.
Okay, and now the company name, the way it should read, should it read as Ramirez Lawn and then Care?
It's Ramirez Lawn Maintenance.
Lawn Maintenance. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Ramirez Lawn Maintenance is how it should read, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. Now, we're going to have Google send out that postcard to you. It's going to come in the mail, and it'll look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. Remember, that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address are we going to have them mail it to?
It's
133
Baytree Lane, B-A-Y-T-R-E-E, and that's all together.
Okay.
And it's apartment 9A.
Apartment 9A?
Yes.
The number 9 and letter A? Okay.
Yes. And that's in Bessemer City.
In where, hon?
Bessemer City.
Bessemer City? Okay. Is the zip code 28016?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is your residence, right? Because I'm going to hide the address.
Yes.
We don't want your address to show on Google, so we'll hide it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the payment that you're making today for the $149, is that payment, the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or does it have both?
It's under my name, just my name.
Just your name. Okay. And
yeah.
It only says Justin Ramirez, or is there like a middle initial?
Just Justin Ramirez.
Okay.
And, quick question.
Yeah.
Is it okay, like, if we can make the payment on hold for now?
When are you thinking of making the payment?
Well, Friday will work.
Okay. What I can do is this, Justin, because, let's see. I'm trying to think the best thing to do here, because I know that in order for us to fill the position, right, we would have to set everything up. However, so you're saying Friday is the day that you can make the payment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know, like, what time on Friday?
Anytime after 7.
Okay. Here's what we can do, okay? The way that I could hold this position so that they'll stop calling in the area and it'll basically be yours, we can do what's called a post-date, okay? And let me explain how that works. So what you and I would finish doing is we would go over the billing, okay? We would just take down the card information, but that card is not going to be charged until the date and the time that you tell me, okay? And
okay.
I will also read it in a voice verification for your protection, and it'll state in there that the charge will not be made until, if I look at Friday, the Friday is the 13th. So what I would state in there is that your payment will not process until Friday, May 13th, 2022, in the amount of $149, and I would say the time, okay? I would say like 10:30, right? And then
yeah.
Your payment, your next payment then would not be due. Your billing date's always going to be the 13th of each month, okay? Just so you know, and I'll read it in the voice verification. What we'll do then is we'll go over like your notes, and then I'm also going to schedule your client interview for that Friday. So once your payment goes through, then I will call you back to make sure you got your receipt. And then I'm going to also remind you of your client interview, because you're going to have a client interview with one of our technicians, and they're going to talk to you about the website, your keywords, everything more in detail, and I want to schedule it for that same day, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Let's do this. You said it's just Justin Ramirez on the card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin, what time, give me the time that you want me to run the card.
Let's see. We could do 12.
At 12? Okay,
12
you're comfortable with 12
yeah.
o'clock? Okay. So
yeah.
I'm putting in the notes, card is not to be ran until May 13th, 2022 at 12, after 12 p.m., or do you want to say 12:30 to be safe?
We could say 12:30.
12:30. Okay. 12:30 or 1 o'clock? You let me know.
12:30 is fine.
12:30. Okay, Mijo. So we're going to do that. In the meantime, let's look at the calendar, because I want to schedule your client interview for Friday. So if we're running your payment at 12:30, okay, we have to at least run that payment an hour before your client interview. So
yeah.
If I look at my calendar, on Friday, I'm going to give you the times that are available, okay? So Friday,
yeah.
I have, let's see, I have Friday, I got 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. What time do you want your client interview for?
4 to 5.
4 to 5? Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to set up your client interview to be 4 to 5. You're going to receive an email with that time frame. Give me 1 second here. Give me 4 to 5. Let's see. Now, I will still call you prior to this to make sure that you got your receipt and to give you a reminder of your client interview. So just so you know, they'll call you from an 877 number, okay? So you just got to make sure that you do answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times. You'll also receive a reminder an hour before your client interview just to kind of remind you that it's coming up, okay? So let me schedule that for you first. Let's see here. Okay, now the card that we're putting on file to be ran on the 13th of May at 12:30 the card, the billing address, is it the same address as the address for us to have the PIN code sent to?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And then, Justin, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
So it's 53.
53.
12.
12.
57.
57.
00.
00.
16.
16.
53.
53.
67.
67.
36.
36. And what's the expiration month and year?
0924.
0924. And what's the CVV on the back?
It's 546.
546. Okay, remember, I'm not charging this card, okay? What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. I'm going to state in there the date that the card is going to be ran, okay, as well as the time. And then it's going to go over all the billing date. It's going to outline our service agreement, and it's going to be an added form of protection for you as well, okay, that we will send in writing with your invoice. Now, you'll receive the invoice on Friday once the payment processes, and then I'll follow up with you right after. When I'm walking you through this voice verification, if there is anything that you don't understand, Justin, please just do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and then I'll explain and rephrase it, because I want to make sure that before we process your payment on Friday that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Can I say my business name?
Yes, please say your business name on how you want it to read on the first page of Google.
Ramirez Lawn Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Ramirez.
And what's your title, Justin? Are you the owner, the president?
I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, and I'm going to explain it. So what we're saying is that once you start having more online presence, Justin, you might get like another company trying to call you to sell you something. They are not related to our company is what we're saying. We are never going to call you and ask you for more money. So all we ask is that whenever, because sometimes we'll communicate with you via text, via email, or we'll call you. So we utilize three different ways of contacting you, right? And we know sometimes you're busy, you know, you're in the middle of a job. We're just saying that when we do, you know, reach out to you, if you're not able to answer right away, that you'll be responsive and call us, you know, when you're available. That's all we ask. Okay, so that's what that means.
Okay.
So again, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring local... go ahead.
So what happens if I would have said no?
Well, if you would have said no, then we don't go any further with it, because if you're not, here's the thing, right? If you're not responsive, because sometimes we might see, for example, we might see that there's a keyword, okay, pertaining to your services that's being searched frequently, right? And what I mean by keywords is like lawn care maintenance, stuff like that. Those are what we call keywords. So let's say that there's a keyword that is being searched a lot within your area and we don't have you listed for that keyword. We might call you and say, hey, Justin, we want to go ahead and update and add this keyword. Okay. So we want to do it not without you knowing, right? Because it's your account. We want to keep you aware. Or we might see like, hey, Justin, we noticed that there's someone trying to reach out to you. It's what we consider like a hot lead, right? So we want to make sure that you're being responsive. And we know sometimes, like I said, you might be on a job and you can't answer your phone right away. All we're asking is that you call us back as soon as you can, only because it could be pertaining to your account, right? So if you say no, I won't be responsive to phone calls and emails, then you're basically saying, even if you guys call me to update me on my account, I'm not going to respond to you. So that's going to kind of defeat the purpose, because we want to provide you a quality service, but if you're not going to respond, then how's that going to work, right?
Yeah.
So that's what that means. Does that kind of make more sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So is your answer still yes, or are you changing it to no?
It's still yes.
Okay. Now, the next part of this is, and I'm going to explain it, okay? So in hiring local splash, which is us, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I'm going to explain this because I usually do, okay? So what this means, Justin, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're not even saying that. All we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you to spend more money if you don't need to. So an example that I'm going to give you is this, okay? If you called us and said, hey, I'm thinking of signing up with Yelp, okay? What we would tell you is, Justin, we already have you listed on Yelp, so it's saving you money because it's already included in our package, okay? So that's what we mean. You just give us a call and say, hey, I'm thinking of going with this company. You know, if you said, hey, I'm thinking of doing, you know, Thumbtack, we're going to say, oh, yeah, go for it, because we don't have Thumbtack on our list of where we're listing you. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
So all we're asking is that you just call us and let us know so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you to spend more money if you don't need to, okay? So I'm going to read it back to you, and the way it reads is, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged Friday, May 13th, 2022, at the time of 12:30 p.m. in the amount of $149. Okay, this is non-refundable. This is also a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be made on June 13th, 2022 in the discounted amount of $149. When the term is completed, okay, this is a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, it will automatically renew each day on the 13th in the discounted amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that was the number that I sent you, the 877-635-6225. And you're going to hit number 8. So when the prompt starts, you'll just click on number 8, okay, to cancel or suspend, all right? You want to make sure that you do that 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So again, you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And then you'll, when the prompt starts, when it starts recording, then you'll hit the number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So remember, as I said in the recording, we're not charging the card until Friday, May 13th at 12:30. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I do want to go over some notes. These are just going to be basic notes so the technician knows where to start from for your client interview. I know we talked about lawn care maintenance. What else do you want me to notate? Do you do trimming, hedging?
Bush trimming, yeah.
Bush trimming, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to say like yard cleanups? Like what do you want me to notate on here? Flower beds or anything like that?
No, none of that.
Weekly maintenance?
Right now,
you do like the weekly maintenance?
Maintaining lawn, mowing, edging,
okay.
Weed eating, lawn, yeah.
Weed eating, that's the one I'm missing. Weed eating, okay, perfect. And then that's for, you want me to put you down for residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. Now, question I do have, okay, you have, now you did mention that you have a Facebook page, a personal one, right? Is it just under Justin Ramirez?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I could pull it up. Do you know what your profile picture looks like on there?
It should be just me standing up with a bag of mulch.
Oh, okay. Do you do mulching as well?
That was just for a job I did for this lady.
Oh, okay.
She wanted it done, and she was just taking pictures of me.
you're like, okay, I'll use that one, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Does it? Are you located in, I always mess up that name. What is it? I always want to say Bessemer
City.
Bessemer City. I got to remember, it's like in Spanish, Bessame, right?
Yeah.
Bessemer City. I know that's a silly thing to say, huh? In my old age. Oh, my gosh. Justin, I see we're here. Good job. Really good job.
Thank you.
So you definitely promote yourself on the marketplace. Like the hashtags. I like the hashtags. So you also do, okay, so I see here, perfect. Now, do you use, on your business card, is that the business logo that you use? Or do
no,
you want us to create
a
new one for
one.
You? Do you have a business logo?
I don't have a business logo, but I do have a business card that I made off of, what's the app? I can't remember the app. Canva, the Canva app.
Oh,
I made
okay.
it on there, and I just took a logo they had.
Okay, perfect. So you could definitely.
Card.
So you'll be able to email it to us then, right?
Yeah. Yes. It
does. Okay. Awesome. Now I'm gonna put on here that you have a business logo, and you have some photos, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, another option that we have for you, okay, is called call tracking. So there is a way that it comes with an app, but you have to have the call tracking, okay? When we do a call tracking, just to kind of tell you the features, you're not paying more for it. It's included if you want it. So what we do is we give you a tracking number that'll be linked to your phone number, okay? When you have a tracking number, it allows you to have this app where you could track all your phone calls through the app. Any missed calls, any text messages that you get, you'll be able to use through the app, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the call tracking number also is a way to prevent you from getting spam calls. Do you think you'd be interested in a call tracking number? It doesn't cost you more. It's included. So this way you can utilize the app, and any missed calls or any messages that you might get, you'll be able to respond to them as well.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that.
You want to do that? Okay, so I'm going to put in here that yes, you do want the call tracking, and that yes, you want the app. Okay, so they'll talk to you about that during your client interview. Now, when it comes to, like, your preferred method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All three of them will be good.
All three. Okay. Now, I did notice it looks like you have a Wix website. Are you utilizing that one right now?
No, not really.
Okay. So we'll just build you a completely new website. You're okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days?
It's just Friday through Sunday. Right now.
Friday through Sunday. Okay. What time?
Yeah. From 7 to 7.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And what forms of payments do you accept, Justin? Cash, check, Zelle.
Cash, Cash App.
What about Venmo?
I don't have Venmo.
Okay, so Cash, Zelle, and Cash App, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I got all your notes down. And then just remember, once I process the payment at 12:30 on Friday the 13th, I will give you a call to make sure that you got your receipt, and then to also remind you as well about your client interview. The client interview, you received an email. It states in there that the client interview is going to be between 4 and 5 o'clock, and I'll go over it with you again on Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Other than that, you're all set. I'm glad we were able to work this out for you, all right? Any questions or anything, you have my number too, Justin. You're welcome to call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I will talk to you on Friday then. You have a good afternoon.
Thank you, you too.
You are so welcome. And, hey, take a look at the video I sent you so you can start getting familiar with it, okay?
I will do that as soon as I get home.
Awesome. Okay, you have yourself a good one. Bye.
Thank you, you too. Bye.